I am Sally Rocky, and I'm the Executive Director of the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. And I oversee this really dynamic program, which is designed to foster public-private partnerships to deliver innovative research. And that's what I do, and it's every day is an adventure.
Can you share a little bit more about how this was created out of some Farm Bill efforts in 2014?
Yes. So as you just mentioned, we were created in 2014 with a $200 million investment from Congress as a way to begin our program. And we were designed to support the mission of the USDA, but to also look for white spaces and gaps. That means where there's research needed to be done in order to accelerate solutions to agricultural issues. So when it was a time of really challenging budget constraints, we were designed to be a great value to the American taxpayer, because for that $200 million that we were given as a great gift from the American taxpayer, we matched that with outside funding, in other words, with non-federal funding to deliver a huge value. So for every dollar we contribute, it's been more than doubled by our funding partners.
The House Ag Committee releasing their draft proposed Farm Bill to start the 2018 discussion. How does ag research fare in that proposal, and how you fit in?
So we, as we were funded in the original 2014 Farm Bill, we're looking to be refunded in the next Farm Bill. So we're working very closely with Congress. I think the Farm Bill in general is very supportive of ag research, which sets the levels for spending for the USDA in research, as well as potentially refunding FAR. So we are looking for full funding in the Farm Bill to be consistent with what was a bipartisan legacy of starting our program originally, and really we view it as a way of contributing to our competitiveness as a nation in the food and agricultural sector. Right now, if you look at our model, and really what has been our strength has been our model, we have leveraged over $105 million of an $84 million investment that we've made so far, so it's been really working well. And while we were in the House Farm Bill did not include FAR, we really appreciated that in general the House Agriculture Committee's overall investment in research in the research title was good, and we're looking towards the Senate and to see if that the funding language will remain in the Senate version of the House the Senate version of the bill, and then the two will come together, and we're very hopeful for FAR's future.
Not having that line item in the House, what's the process to continue funding?
Well, so we're to the Senate. As you know, when we were established, we were really championed in the Senate side. This is not unfamiliar territory for us, because we were basically envisioned by the Senate side with Senators Roberts and from Kansas and Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and they are the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee and the ranking member of the committee. So through that, we believe that we're very hopeful that we'll be in the first version of the Farm Bill that comes out of the Senate. And then after that, it'll go to a committee, and we'll look at the conference to see whether or not we make it all the way through. But we think that we've shown great value, and we've been very successful, so we're very hopeful for a positive outcome in the Farm Bill.
President Trump's proposed 2018 and 19 budgets causing some pretty significant cuts to USDA. What has that meant for research funding through your part of that, and how that's come to be so far during appropriations?
Well, we are not part of appropriations, so we're not subject to each year's appropriation process. So our funding, when it came in the 2014 Farm Bill, came directly to us, so our entire $200 million came to us, and so we're not subject to the each annual appropriation. But of course, you know, it's a very challenging time budgetarily for all of us because of many factors that contribute to either the national debt or to the budget. And so, but we're always looking as a way of science providing solutions that will help have agriculture become even more effective in the future. So I'm hopeful that the strong support for agriculture as basis for innovation in the farming community is going to be at the forefront of everyone's minds.
Can you give us some examples of some of those research projects you've been able to support?
Sure. So we have seven challenge areas, and that range everywhere from soil health to what we call a protein challenge, where we do a lot of our livestock work,
water scarcity, food waste, urban agriculture, and an area that's in nutrition and food access. So within all those areas, we've done a number of
important things. We funded a very large investment in increasing photosynthetic efficiency, and that was with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and ourselves, funded primarily at the University of Illinois, but with a number of partners, including the Agriculture Research Service and other partners as well. And that is, while it's a very fundamental program looking at the basic biology of photosynthesis, it's had a very practical outcome because it's been able to increase photosynthetic capacity and increase yield in plants by up to 25%, and also increase the water efficiency up to 25% so that plants don't need as much water. So that's a great example of how basic fundamental science can have a very practical outcome that can be implemented quite rapidly. We're funding a program called ROAR, which is Rapid Outcomes for Agriculture Research, and that allows us to take pests and pathogens that are emerging, new pests and pathogens or re-emerging of pests and pathogens, and really, really quickly get money out the door to do some initial research that's going to be important for staving off a further problem with those pests or pathogens. So we can fund a grant in as quickly as a week to get some money on the ground and funding research. And just recently we announced that we were going to put some money to stave off the fall armyworm in Africa, which is making its way across Africa with devastating consequences. But we work primarily on U.S.-based pests and pathogens. We funded the largest soil health initiative ever here in the United States, along with numerous partners in the private sector as well as with research organizations. That grant went to the Soil Health Institute, the Soil Health Partnership, and the Nature Conservancy, and it is looking at how we measure soil health, how we're going to do on-farm demonstration of great management practices that promote soil health, and looking at how we promote soil health with non-operator landowners. So that was really, really exciting. And we're looking to put together a couple of consortia. Tomorrow or this weekend, we'll be announcing an irrigation consortium to look at new advanced technologies in irrigation. That, again, is with a number of universities and a number of private sector companies. We have a Crops of the Future consortium, which with eight companies and ourselves are looking at ways that we can address important plant traits. And we're also looking to put together a consortium on indoor farming or vertical farming, which will allow us to diversify the kinds of plants that we can grow indoors. So those are just a few of many examples of the kind of things we're doing, but we're on fire right now, and it's really, really been fun. We've been funding a lot of innovative science with many great partners.
Looking to continue with that 2018 Farm Bill, any last comments to wrap us up with, Sally, on the importance of ag research?
Well, we view agriculture research as a roadmap to our future. Agricultural sciences right now are very exciting. It's like the place to be right now in the scientific community. And we're seeing that new technologies and new innovations in science across the board are being applied to agriculture almost as rapidly as they can be developed. So I think in recognition of this, the support of ag research is more important than ever, where we have a great acceleration in the scientific process that's going to be coupled with what we know to really accelerate real-world solutions to real-world problems. So I think that it's more critical than ever that we have strong support for ag research in the Farm Bill.